The cubs were captured in a so-called dead man trap at the Fortress of the Bear on August 19th. Fortress personnel had set the trap, a gate that automatically closes behind the bears after they enter a vacant habitat, in the hope of giving state biologists the chance to radio collar an unrelated sow that also had been visiting Sitka. When the cubs were trapped unaccompanied by their mother, biologists realized she was likely dead. They found the carcass by tracking the bear's radio collar signal. Her cause of death has not been determined. At the time, officials were optimistic that the cubs, who had been painted 12, 13, and 14 when their mother was collared, would be placed as a family in a zoo in the lower 48. ADF&G biologist Phil Mooney says, like adoptions anywhere, things have changed.
As of yesterday, the Louisville Zoo was looking to get three cubs, and they have picked those up from Montana, so they're no longer in need. And the Tulsa Zoo was also looking two to three cubs, and they're looking for more of Cubs of the Year.
Cubs of the Year refers to cubs born this spring. The three cubs successfully transferred to the Bronx Zoo last year from Sitka were Cubs of the Year. They were still under 100 pounds when they were shipped out last summer. 12, 13, and 14 were Cubs of the Year last year. They already weigh 150 pounds each now. Mooney says it's an order of magnitude more difficult to ship larger cubs.
You can't just stick those yearlings in a, say, a dog kennel and send them down there. So that does get to be an issue. And even the Bronx Zoo, when they transferred those last year, sent in specially designed cages, each one in one. And then there was a matter of some time for Fortress of the Bear crate trained those bears so that they felt comfortable for that long trip.
Co-director Evie Kinnear says the fortress, which currently holds a temporary permit for the cubs, will apply to house them long term, though she doesn't rule out the possibility of finding other homes. Kinnear says the fortress habitat can easily accommodate the cubs. However, the facility is going to have to move ahead with plans to expand its holding cages if it is to hold more rescued bears in the future. Phil Mooney agrees. He says ADF&G always understood that at some point the fortress would reach capacity and the department would be left without a facility to place orphaned cubs. Not that all cubs will get that chance, however. Mooney says two yearling brown bears orphaned in May in Sitka were beyond rescue. They had become exceptionally bold and dangerous, and ADF&G was consulting with outside experts on the possibility of destroying the male cub on the chance that the sow and female cub would return to a more natural behavior away from town. When a resident shot the sow, Mooney says the dynamic shifted in favor of also shooting the cubs.
The male cub was already on death row, if you want to put it like that. He was already on run out of number of chances, and so when they're both left like that, it wasn't a good situation. We weren't in a position to capture the cubs right away, and the sow had been dead for at least 24 hours, and they're not going to stick around very long. And then you've already got two cubs running around, and the little female is going to follow the male. And they're going to end up on somebody's porch at night, and we're going to go through a much worse situation of trying to either get them or put them down.
Mooney says putting cubs down is the last thing he wants to do. At a meeting of department officials and the fortress last week, euthanizing 12, 13, and 14 was taken off the table. Mooney says the task now is working with the cubs to get them accustomed to people and the facility, which could become their permanent home. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.